This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back to Baskin and Phelps. I'm the Phelps. He's the Baskin on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Great friend of the show. He's Jeff Schudel, who covers the Browns and a lot of other things for the News Herald. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, guys. How are you today?
Good. We are doing well. Thank you very much. Shed some light on what I just said, Jeff. You go to Baltimore, you play the 14-2 Ravens, you look terrible. You come home and you play the 2-14 Bengals. These are last year's records. You look pretty good. Your defense not so hot. What kind of team do the Browns have this year?
Well, you know what? I think we're probably going to find out in a couple of weeks, even. I'm not sure how good Washington is, but we'll see. You know, they have Dallas coming up, the Colts coming up. And the schedule could not have started worse for the Browns. Even with all the COVID stuff and everything made it even worse. But to have to play the Ravens with no preseason, a first-time head coach who didn't even see his players until training camp, I don't think anybody – I mean, you don't expect 38-6, no. But I thought last night they played a lot better, more cohesively, and against an inferior team. So I don't think we're really going to know until they play the Cowboys and the Colts and that part of the schedule.
Jeff, do you think that the offensive line has been consistent through these first two games? Because, the one thing I kind of took out of the Ravens was I didn't think the offensive line looked horrible. I didn't think they were as bad as the rest of the team and all the other aspects. And then last night, they really looked good. So I'm wondering what you think about that offensive line, and do you feel consistent there through two games compared to the rest of the team in all other avenues?
Well, you know what? I was keeping my glasses on Jedrick Wills, and I was impressed by him in both games. And I heard Jeff talking about this earlier. Chris Hubbard, I thought, really stepped in for Jack Conklin last night. And Wyatt Teller is a guy who he might have struggled a little bit last year, but he came in late, and now he has Callahan coaching him. So I think the line played much better. And I think once Baker Mayfield learns that he could trust this offensive line, that he's going to play better.
Jeff Schudel's joining us. What did you think of Baker last night?
Well, it's cliche, but he managed the game. And, I mean, that was a nice touchdown pass to Odell Beckham. He probably should have had another one, but the defender held Beckham's jersey, no call on that one. But the fact that the Browns used Kareem Hunt and Nick Chubb like they did, I think that was good. It's good when they don't outthink themselves, they could be a pretty good offense.
And so that leads to the next question. What did you think of Kevin Stefanski and his progression from game one to game two in just a couple of days?
Well, I thought it was good. And, again, I mean, it's a different, completely different opponent. And I have no problem with him going for that 4th-and-1 down there at the goal line. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I thought he did a fine job. And, you know, in the end, I guess you don't have to be Vince Lombardi to just hand off to Chubb and Kareem Hunt when you're trying to ground out the clock. But I thought he did fine. But, you know, as you guys have been saying all along today, there are still questions on that defense, especially with the linebackers in the secondary.
How do those get answered, Jeff? Is it Is it just a couple of guys coming back? Is it Ronnie Harrison becoming comfortable with a new team and stepping in there at safety? Is it Greedy Williams coming back at corner? Kevin Johnson coming back and being healthy and contributing? Or does more need to happen this year?
I don't know what more can happen. You don't have Hall of Fame safeties unemployed out there, so
well, maybe
they have to live.
You've got Earl Thomas and Eric.
I think
you have Earl Thomas and Eric Reed.
Yeah, I would go after Eric Reed. I think before Earl Thomas, but you know, that is a area that really has to be fixed. And I think it's pretty hard to hide a weakness at safety.
Hey Jeff, I'm curious. Did you go to Baltimore for the first game earlier this week?
No. No.
You didn't? Okay. So I'm just still curious about what the atmosphere was like last night at the stadium.
Well, I thought, you know, considering how sparse the crowd had to be, I thought they were into it. I mean, in the fourth quarter, they were all still there. So that was certainly a positive and something we don't see often. So that part was good. And, I've been kind of harsh on Myles Garrett. But he made a play, a big play in that game last night. And so credit to him for that. The defensive line played really well. And, losing Claiborne hurt to his ankle injury, I believe. And especially with Olivier Vernon already out. But the line played well. And, again, that secondary, though, has got to get better. Because, you know, they have Prescott coming up, Phillip Rivers, Roethlisberger, and you know, they're going to pick those guys apart.
Bell's joining us. Jeff, correct me if I'm wrong. When you started covering the Browns, Sam Ratigliano was the head coach?
Right.
You've seen a lot of coaches. A lot of guys have made first impressions, some of them good, some of them bad. First impression of Kevin Stefanski?
I think it's good, Jeff. I like the fact, even last night, he was asked about what's it like to get your first win, and he just said, hey, he didn't even talk about himself. He just talked about, you know, not riding the wave and being even keel, which is the good coaches always say. But I think that he will not panic when things go badly as they did last week, and that's the kind of guy you want leading the team. So I'm impressed with him, and I like his staff, too. Again, I don't think enough could be made of the fact that they had no preseason, and it's a first-year group. And when you think about not even seeing your players until July 28th, and even then you didn't see them right away because they had to go through all that COVID testing. So the Browns are really, really behind where they would be in normal situations.
Jeff, you just mentioned even keel with Kevin Stefanski. Personally, I love that approach in a head football coach, in a manager in baseball, and a head coach in basketball. I like that. The problem that you have with that, sometimes you'll hear people say, we need somebody who gets them fired up, somebody emotional, somebody that guys rally around, they really want to play for. We need a fiery guy. Do you need that, or can this approach work in the NFL in this day and age?
I think this approach works in the NFL. And, maybe you need that fiery speech sometimes, maybe, but what do you do if it doesn't work? What card do you play next? So, and that doesn't mean he doesn't get excited or inspire his team. But as Sam, you mentioned Sam, he goes, you don't want to come in swinging from the chandelier one day and crawling under the rug the next. And that's how Kevin Stefanski takes that even approach.
I keep thinking and wondering about Odell Beckham Jr. because we've been talking about him all week. And I just, you know, I wonder, you know, we've talked about what is his value, what is his value now, what could his value be if they wanted to get rid of him. I watched games like last night, and Jeff and I were saying, hey, you don't want to get rid of him. If he plays like he did last night, why would you? And then you get into contract stuff down the road if you can afford all these guys to be able to do it. I just, I don't, what are your thoughts on him right now?
Well, if they trade him, they're not going to get good value for him, I don't think. I mean, when you look at what they traded to get him, they traded a first, a third, and Jabril Peppers, and you're sure not going to get that back. And I think if they use him like they did last night, as you and other people have been saying, as long as you don't force the ball to him, then he's a good guy to have on the team. I mean, that Mayfield did not force the ball in that touchdown pass. And a couple other times when Beckham was open, he hit him. And that's what you need. And because they have other players on this team, Landry, obviously, Rashard Higgins. So, I think as long as they use him like that, and when they run the ball like they did, of course, they were ahead. That helps. But I would not trade him.
Jeff Shadell joining us from the News Herald. Jeff, with Kareem Hunt being signed to an extension, and, you know, you saw him, I saw him, Kareem, at Willoughby South. Here's a local guy who thought, all right, this is a good opportunity for me to reestablish myself in the NFL. And Nick Chubb's deal will be coming up, you know, and he'll need extended. Do they extend Nick Chubb? I love the idea of two great running backs. I wonder if that works in today's NFL, and I wonder if they'll spend the money to make it happen. Or think it's
well,
or think
I,
they
I
should.
Well, I hope they do. I mean, the fact is, they extended Kareem Hunt only for 2 years. So that, to me, shows me kind of that maybe they are thinking ahead of keeping Nick Chubb. At least I think these guys should be – I hope that they're together through – that would be 2022. I hope they're together at least that long. And now I think Chubb will probably get maybe 3 years. But, of course, he has to agree, and he's going to command a lot of money. Not only is he a good player, he is a guy that you have absolutely no concerns about off the field.
Jeffrey, thank you very much, buddy.
Hey,
thanks,
one more
Jeff.
Thing. One more thing.
Sure. Yeah.
Hey, I know Andy would say this. Tell the 2020 guys that the Stanley Cup Finals begin tomorrow night. I haven't heard one word about the hockey playoffs. So let's get that in those 2020 tickers.
Hey, well, Jeff, what are
Jeff,
you
thank
about,
you very much.
Hey, let me ask you one quick question because there might be about a couple thousand fans out there wondering. Are you hearing anything about the AHL next year?
I think it's going to start in last I heard was December 1st.
December 1st. All right, there you go, Monster fans, just so they know. Thanks, Jeff.
All right, guys. See you later. Bye-bye.
Jeffrey, thank you very much. There's News Herald reporter, radio programmer, Jeff Shadell, joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler
Jeep Dodge
Hotline.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.